I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey. She's a killer
queen. Got some castles you want me to build.
Gnawing on the bishops.
In ceremonies of the horsemen, even the pawn must hold a grudge.
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, chess, anyone?
Royals.
It's a one in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us.
From 2013, Lord.
Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee.
It's become a surefire bedtime deflection tactic. The oldest calls out, "Dad, can we play chess?" Who could say no? He's 11 and can easily cook, as the kids say, most adults you know. Your matches are still 50-50, but you can feel the ledger quickly tilting away from you. At least for the moment, though, when you're at the board together, you're equals.
Move me on to any black square. Use me any time you want. Just remember that.
From 1971, Yes, It's Yes.
Don't surround yourself with yourself. Move on back to square.
As you proceed with your opening, your strategy evolves in a dance with your opponent. Each piece has its purpose. Each move carries risk and reward. But it's all there to see, if only you can see it.
A game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
The 1983 kung fu film Shaolin and Wu-Tang, which inspired the Staten Island rap group a decade later.
Roll, I'ma give it to you with no trivia. Roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip hop will rock.
The boy plays aggressively. His queen advances and puts you on the defense. But sometimes he tips his hand and you can quickly flip the advantage. The next few decisions you make will likely make the difference between
at last
and
all I could do was cry.
From Chess Records, Etta James singing a pair from 1960. The result, though, actually doesn't matter. The joy of the game is the clarity it offers. Win or lose, you'll know how and why. In a world where technology is changing the game by the moment, there's comfort in something that hasn't changed in hundreds of years. When norms are being tested, there's a thrill in having defined boundaries.
This is how it works. You're young until you're not. You love until you don't. You try until you can.
From 2006, Regina Spektor.
No, this is how it works. You peer inside yourself.
The game also offers distraction from that nagging existential inner monologue. What will his future look like? Will AI take all the jobs? Is constant access to the internet deranging our culture? Is virtue still a thing? Are you becoming the old man yells at cloud meme?
I wish Coke was still cola, and a joint was a bad place to be.
Merle Haggard from 1981.
And it was back before Nixon.
But at the game board, you can focus on the pieces you control. Just the two of you. No screens, no distractions, mutual engagement. Miles Davis from 1969. Soon enough, it's obvious he's going to win this one. You scurry around with the feeble pieces you have left, prolonging the inevitable. What started as his ploy to defer bedtime has become your own deflection. When the king falls, those nagging questions will be there, waiting.
Future is uncertain. The past is fading away.
From 2022, Tim Heidecker.
I remember laughing
So, you keep fighting until the bitter end. And with checkmate, the game resolves, as each does, in a handshake, and the possibility of a rematch tomorrow night. Until then, off the board, each decision carries risk and reward. And even as the rules change and boundaries blur, you try to move with purpose. Something you hope he comes to see as virtue.
Well, it's all right.
From 1988, The Traveling Wilburys. I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY.